and nostalgia may only be a dormant state we need to persuasively evoke. And we may put a lot of love in growing something, but have to start stepping back once it gains in character and out of our social traps. We may find incredible beauty and liberation in a surrounding as much as in ourselves. And the sensibility or insensibility we expose ourselves to is in one way or another transmitted to our offspring. And paradoxically, it may be when the situation is more difficult that it can be easier for us to express ourselves. And we may either look forward the repetitions and variations brought by the mainstream, or we can devise our own culture. And nothing can be safe enough but our own intuition to invest on our very self. And it might take a long while to tailor a breakthrough without spoiling it prematurely. And we ought to charge by ourselves before we are able to face others, and vice versa. And no matter how hard our philanthropism tries to affect the proportions, they will always be recompensated. And we later so seriously pursue what we so innocently arises we play. And we shall be delicate in treating the natural apparatus that will accompany us throughout our lives. And slowly we may, in fact, naturally adjust to our artificial preconceptions. And it is in a moment of crisis that romantic lamentations come slowly back in vogue. And a poetic willing coming from below is soon to be suppressed by an ambition for power coming from above. And what is more beautiful but a sudden light into the darkness of the past? And no treasure can be secure but that which we gather outside of our security. And any death can be conceived only from an outside and provincial perspective. And the charm we can create with love is suddenly interrupted by the brutality we erect with our ambition. And what threatens us inside may only be the ghosts of what we have dared from the outside. And the rules of self-independence which we can apply to nature are often inverted in the artificial which wants us to follow the mainstream without thinking. And it all comes down to our expectations, as everything can become good or bad everywhere. And in life we ought to proceed, and only when the front is secured turn back and explore the terrain we have covered. And one rather be enslaved and appreciate the nobility of things than free but without the noble context. And we shall drive on with the desire of a promised land, but never settle in one unless it has been brought by providence. And conventions may only be limits set for comfort that the most lazy do not want to get rid of. And we are only really fully awake when circumstances awake our instinct to survive. And once the road has been lost, even the smallest of hints can determine our direction. And to break through the normalization, we still ought to find an environment that has not yet been normalized by society. And once the machine takes over the fight, the heroes have to give way to the villains. And as fortune will turn into misfortune and vice versa, we might as well maintain our chances of becoming in a moderate state. And one ought to be brought out of the social entanglement in order to have a clear picture of the order and disorder of things. And what is the simple act of procreation without a following creation that the creator has to take care of? And we cannot but rely on our social participation, but just as a source to reconstitute ourselves. And the crowd of social workers will always be naturally compensated by a bunch of individual thinkers. And as society gets crazy in its abstractions, why not to get a hold back to a real ground? And we may not be able to address the universality we aspire, but we will certainly be able to address the particularities that this aspiration inspires. And our going to solitude is the essence of our living a society in search for a more noble quest. And the hunter takes the lives he wants, and these lives will accompany him to his own afterlife. And an intimate solitude is the result of an incompatibility of a spiritual discipline with a non-spiritual society. And a point of reference should be a stone on which we know we can proceed on, and not a stone on which we attempt to establish ourselves. And it is the strict regularity of the machine which makes us repel the perfection we once achieved through natural irregularity. And every adventure, if fully carried out, has a beginning, a middle, and an end. And all the revolutionary intentions disappears in the midst of the struggle for the everyday survival. And we get stuck in the control that society imposes on us to guarantee its complete safeguard. And the times of disruption are the most inspiring, and can in fact be improvised out of a conforming schedule. And we accept a destiny of passive obedience to a system that we are only used to consider fair. And we may bomb our own people, but it takes far more to shake the base of the establishment. And some instances of nature anyway reemerge from the complete clear cut of the rational human mind. And after all, the emotional communication of our being human, we cannot wash away the serious faces of our judges. And the loud internalization will release the aggressive screaming among us. No cure can be found outside, but through ourselves, looking simultaneously in the inside. And where love is like a flower doomed to fade, we can experience its blossoming every time we strive for it. And we move on in a tempo that we involuntarily impose on us through our social volunteering, afraid to stop and experience the agony of all the poison sedentarism inflict on us. And are we really to lose our illusions, even for those illusions we are seriously engaged with? And we may get accused of not seriously engaging with the dogma when none of the accuser is ready to discuss for it. And the time will not end that the arrogance of those thinking of ruling the world won't be subverted. And as a reaction of the social hostility against us, further we dig our grave.